So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf cited the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Paras chatas, Rabbi Eliezer omer ein nekeches min evdik achavim, v'acham matirin. Rabbi Eliezer holds that we may not purchase a paraduma from an idolater while the Rabbanan permit this. And the Gemara there cited two explanations for Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Sheila explained, the chsiv da'abel b'nei Yisrael v'yikachu, b'nei Yisrael yikachu v'eino evdik achavim yikachu, as Rashi explains, kari be v'yakichu. We read the word as, and they shall sell, and so we can only buy karmanos from Jews, not from non-Jews. Another reason, because Rabbi Eliezer savach chashin l'revi, we suspect that the idolater had relations with the animal, thus disqualifying it. The Gemara now cites a braisa and proves conclusively that Rabbi Eliezer holds chashin l'revi. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer ma'isav l'kum en ha'evit kechavim, v'dam ha'shamay. The Chama questioned Rabbi Eliezer from the fact that a paraduma was once bought from a non-Jew in the incident with Dama ben Nesina. And Rabbi Eliezer replied, Yisrael hoy misham enoisa mishosh analda. They had guarded it since its birth to ensure it was not nirva. Clearly, Cheshen L'Raviyah, Rabbi Yez's concern is that the non-Jew committed Raviyah with the animal. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yez's tarti isle, kicha v'chayish nam L'Raviyah. According to Sheila, there are two reasons why Rabbi Yez forbids buying a paraduma from a non-Jew, as Rashi explains. Isle kicha, ubi'in tagari. The Pasuk says, we only buy from Jews, therefore we require a Jewish agent to buy from non-Jews. V'chayish L'Raviyah, ubi'in shimer. Additionally, we suspect that the non-Jew had relations with the animal, therefore we must guard the animal from birth. The Gemara now asks, "V'neichesh dima ravi le'ima ki havi ma'abra." We should be concerned that a non-Jew committed ravi with the animal's mother, as Rava ruled, "Vlad hanervas asura hi uvlada nirvo." If someone committed ravi with a pregnant animal, its offspring is also forbidden for a carbon because it's considered as if he committed ravia with the fetus at the time as well. The Gemara answers, "Yisrael hi mishamer noisa mishosha noitzra." They would guard the animal from its inception. However, the Gemara asks, "V'neichesh dima ravu le'ima meikar." We should be concerned that someone committed revia with the mother before it became pregnant. As we learn in the Braisa, Kala Basun Legab Mizbeach, Vlodesein Mutarin, Rabbi Eliezer Iser. Rabbi Eliezer holds that if an animal is disqualified for a carbon, its later offspring will also be disqualified. The Gemara answers, Yisrael HaMishaman Iser Le'ima Mishoshan Iser. It would also guard the mother from its inception. However, the Gemara asks, Dima Ravu Le'ima De'ima, and answers, Kula Ha'ilu Cheshinan. We do not need to suspect that its mother's mother was Nerva. Regarding the previous statement, Yisrael Mishaman Isa Mishosha Noitzer, the Gemara asks, Menoyadinan, how can we guard every expecting cow? We don't know which cow will give birth to a paraduma. And the Gemara answers that they guarded this specific cow and others like it, which had a good chance of producing a paraduma because of Bemuchuzekis. It was from a family that was predisposed to producing red cows by the method of Kais Adam Avirin Lefaneha, Bishosha Oila Aleha Zachar. They would pass red wine before it while it mates. Nevertheless, Dameh Yukaran, Hail Bishtei Saris Paisasba. It's very valuable, since even two black or white hairs is disqualified. The Gemara earlier said, V'chein hoi Rabbi Eliezer Paisel B'chala Kabanas Kulan. Rabbi Eliezer holds that all Kabanas may only be purchased from Jews. The Chum disagreed and cited the Pasuk, called Sain Kada Yikvetulach, Yalal Ratzin Mizbechi. All their sheep will be gathered for you, apparently, to be used for Kabanas. However, Rabbi Eliezer answered, Kulam Geirim Gururim Heim La'asa Lave. This pasuk refers to the time of Mashiach, when all non-Jews will want to convert, as the pasuk says, "Ki az efech el amim safa beruda." Therefore, their animals will be accepted. The Gemara proceeds to cite many incidents in the Torah where they did accept non-Jews' animals for kabbanis and explains each one of them. We will cite some of them. The Yikach Yisrei Chaysin Moshe Oil was vachem lelehim. Yisrei brought kabbanis. And the Gemara offers two possible explanations. According to the opinion that Yisrei koydim matan Torah hava, Yisrei came before the Torah was given, we must answer, Koid Matan Torah Shani, before Matan Torah, a Nirva was permitted for a carbon. And according to the opinion that Yisrei L'Acha Matan Torah Hava, Yisrei came after the Torah was given, we must answer, Yisrei Miyisrei Al-Zaman, Yisrei purchased these animals from a Jew. The Gemara also points out that David HaMelech accepted animals from Aravna as Karbanis because Aravna Ger Toshev Haya. He was a Ger Toshev and kept the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Nayach, which forbids Raviyah. When the Pelishtim returned the Aron to Klaiso in the wagon drawn by cows, the Pasuk states, Vesaparas helo eilo la'ashem. The Jews used the cows as kabanas. The Gemara answers, Hayra shahaisa was a temporary ruling, as Rashi explains, Mimnei nes shenas al yedehen, shehviu ha'aron me'atzman ve'ein ish manhigam. They brought the kabanas as thanks for the miracle that had occurred, that the cows brought back the Aron on their own, without anyone leading them. The Gemara brings support for this explanation, because eilo nekeva mi'ika. Otherwise, how could they use the cows for carbon oila, which may only be brought from male animals? Clearly, it was a harasha. However, the Gemara rejects this proof, that b'mas yachid, perhaps they were sacrificed on the private altar, and oila nekeva kasher b'mas yachid, it is permitted to bring a female oila on the private bama. The Gemara digresses to expound the psukim regarding this incident. The cows headed towards Beit Shemesh. The Gemara cites two interpretations. She'amru Shira, they sang Shira to Hashem. She'yishru Penem Keneged Aron Va'amru Shira, they directed their faces towards the Aron and sang Shira. And the Gemara cites several opinions as to what they sang as Shira.